Well, the tickets are set. We have a bunny, a slathering puppy, a skunk, and a fish. But there is another choice. This is usually the part where Janine comes in and talks and tells you that this is the Prickly City Podcast for August. What's the date today? August 5th. 2016. I'm your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stannis. Janine is actually on vacation. Well, she's not on vacation because she's actually working. Her took us off. She's getting a wedding together. Our youngest boy is getting married next week. And in fact, we're going to take next week off from the Prickly City podcast. So it's just me today, folks. Sorry, but I really appreciate you listening. Anyway, we're going to dive right in. This week, kind of a confusing week for some readers because it's Honey Bunny's convention. And what that means is that she got the nomination. And, of course, Honey Bunny is the mirror reflection, in my mind, of Hillary Clinton. I thought the conventions had a weak gap between the two of them. They did not. So if it seems weird that she's getting nominated this week instead of last week, that's the reason why. And that's the joy of not looking at calendars or looking things up or, you know, basically having an IQ above room temperature, but that's me. And speaking of which, we've gotten quite a response. We had a great response, by the way, to the Gary Johnson and Bill Weld interview we did last week. We posted last week, rather. And it has really been a thrill to watch this campaign. I have to admit, I my feelings. Don't like Donald Trump. Don't like Hillary Clinton. The alternative, looking at the Libertarian candidate, which, by the way, I voted Libertarian twice before in my lifetime because I didn't care for either of the major party candidates. But this is a real guy, a real grown-up, someone with accomplishments, a two-term governor, running with another two-term governor. I mean, it's a real ticket, and it's remarkable to see their success. Just this week, MSNBC came out with a poll that showed Gary Johnson at 13%. That's 2 percentage points away from the 15% he needs to get into the debates. I think if you looked at it now, assuming for a moment that the Republican Democratic parties aren't going to try and gum up the works, and we know they will, but assuming for a moment everyone plays above board, he gets in. I think it's very likely now that Gary Johnson will get into the national debates, which is absolutely fascinating. It'll be wonderful to see a third party candidate get in there. So anyway, I appreciate them doing the podcast last week. If you haven't heard it, go ahead, go back and listen to it. I think it's the if you are kind of sitting on the fence about whether or not to vote for them, maybe this will kind of push you over the fence, which may be a good thing. I don't know. I think it's a good thing. They're a good thing. So we have some comments this week. This is from JBM Law, who said, "Often Prickly City reminds me of Lil Abner or Pogo, an amusing mix of snarky politics some days and thoughtful philosophy on others. That is as good as it gets." And JBM Law, that you kind of made my week. What a sweet thing to say, and what high praise indeed. Age Walker said she is better than the guy, meaning Honey Bunny or Hillary, is better than the guy who supports violating the Geneva Convention. However, we might still get lucky and get to have Gary Johnson in the debates. And I couldn't agree more with that. Listen, you know, I mean, is he the perfect candidate? He's not. There's a lot of things that I disagree with him on. But on balance, I think he's strong. He's clearly has executive experience. And it's, you know, the least we can do is hear what they have to say. I would love to see, you know what? This sounds nuts. I'd love to hear Jill Stein, who's the Green Party candidate, in the debates as well. Wouldn't it be nice to have this really rich stew of ideas and bantering back and forth? And of course, you'd have the petulant child insulting them. But, you know, you can ignore that for a moment and hear some adults have an adult conversation about what's important to this country. In regards to saying Honey Bunny saying suckers, Wild Bill said both candidates should be thinking that. And I agree. Both parties have kind of been schnookered into nominating, you know, these two candidates. You think about a country, I've said this numerous times, a country of 319 million people, and this is the best we can do? I mean, I get asked a lot, you must be loving this election. And the answer to that is I am as a commentator, but as an American, I hate it. Absolutely hate it. I would love to have two stellar candidates who we can respect and look up to, who are truthful and virtuous. And, you know, we don't got that. And it's a damn shame. D. Kimmel said Johnson supporters are so cute. Obviously not knowing what's in the LP or Libertarian Party platform and imagining he's going to be called in to debate. I think he, you know, DK, I think he, or D, D. Kimmel. I think he is going to be. I think he's going to be in the debate. And if he's in the debate, it's because of the Prickly City podcast. It's that simple, people. Do the math. In response to the above, I think it's Aylrow said Johnson is not running on the libertarian platform. He disagrees with many things in it. He's really just a fiscal conservative and social liberal. But that's good. It means he can appeal to a lot more voters. And I think they're right. When they make their pitch that they think like, you know, 70%, 80% of American people think, I believe that they're right. I really do. That's their selling point. Christopher Shea said, it's hilarious how little the strip's version of Hillary resembles reality. And yet Stantis also regularly does strips wondering why everyone is so mean and why we can't all get along. Moat and beam, dude. And this is really embarrassing. I didn't know what that meant. Moot and beam. It's, of course, from the Sermon on the Mount, saying that if, you know, you are looking at your brother, saying that he has a moot, which is means a dry piece of something in their eye, and you're going to dig it out. Well, you should take the beam out of your own eye, which begs the question, really. Most of Christ's stories, you know, make a lot of, you know, sense. I mean, I know he's waiting for me to approve of them, but no, the parables make sense. But this one, if you have a beam in your eye, are you really going to worry if your brother has a moot or a moat? How would you pronounce it? M-O-T-E, moat. Okay, anyway, that's the philosophical version of our discussion for this version of the Prickly City podcast. All of those were comments left at Go Comics, by the way. So if you want to do that, you can go to GoComics/Prickly City and leave a comment. And we do, obviously, we read them. And if they're really interesting, we read them on the Prickly City podcast. We got an email from Cece, wanted to thank the Prickly City, and I guess me, for two things. One, having a podcast. I just found out that the other day you have one. Haven't finished listening to them all yet, but enjoying them so far, which is awesome. And two, generally supporting those of us who will vote for someone other than Klump, which I love that. Clinton and Trump, Klump. That makes me giggle, especially for giving the possibility exposure in Prickly City. The Klump line is, there are two and only two possibilities: swallow a firecracker or be eaten by wolverines. The rules of adolescent hypothetical games say you must decide one is better and choose it. I say no. I'm not playing. I don't care what you call me. I've never been one to say there's no difference between the two parties. But now it's essentially coming true in the sense of both candidates' sheer unacceptability. And CC, I say it here, I say it in the strip, I say it with my editorial cartoons. I could not agree with you more. So stay tuned, and thank you so much for writing and for listening to the podcast. I think that's pretty awesome. That should wrap it up for this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Like I said, next week, not going to be here. But if you want to leave a comment, we'll be reading them. Go to gocomics.com/Prickly City or go to scottstantis.com. And if you want to just email us directly, do so, please, at pricklycity@gmail.com. Until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.